You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One, two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello,
nine,
10,
11.
Elvis Duran presents
12,
13,
14,
15. The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I think we should do a 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. What do you say, guys?
Yeah.
Well, it's all guys except for Danielle.
I know. Gandhi had to catch her flight because they moved the damn thing.
It's a sausage fest. But out of all of us, Danielle has the biggest sausage. So
I definitely do. I definitely do.
So there's Scary, and there's Froggy, and there's Danielle, and there's Straight Nate, and Scotty B is here, and Brody. And, yeah, Gandhi had to leave early because they kept moving her departure time on her airplane.
Yeah.
Gosh. So make sure you check your airline before.
I'm worried about that, because when we fly out, there's 13 of us flying out. That's going to be hard if they move that.
You know, there is a chance it's going to be fine.
There is a chance. Let's hope.
Slim chance.
Yeah. Great.
Anyway.
Elvis?
Yeah.
I think Nate owes me a little bit of an apology.
Uh-oh.
So yesterday I talked about a listener who DM'd me a picture of a really ugly guy and said, it's your doppelganger.
Yes.
And Nate sort of was like, yeah, you know, we all take that. We all get, you know, criticism. You're overreacting. And then after the podcast, he gave me grief. And he's like, Brody, you shouldn't get upset. It's just a listener, you know, whatever. But today, I think Nate owes me an apology. Nate, you want to tell him why?
Well, I mean, I don't know about that. So here's... So Brody sent me some screenshots of this person. And they apparently don't like the way I do horoscopes, which we know is very polarizing.
It's vile.
You either love it or you hate it. You, Elvis, hate it. Danielle loves it.
No, she doesn't.
I love it.
Tell him.
Froggy loves it.
I do.
All right. There's certain people that love it.
You like him doing horoscopes for all the wrong reasons. It's not because he's good.
No, right. I like it because it annoys everybody and it makes me laugh.
Right.
Exactly. That's why they like it. They like it because it's irritating.
Yeah.
Anyway, but
anyway,
go ahead.
Anyway, this person goes, you know, please have Nate stop doing the horoscopes. I turn it off every time. Very unpleasant. I love you guys so much, but please. You know, the thing about this is that when Brody sent me these screenshots, he cropped left out the person's name.
Yeah.
So I can't contact them and have them send the picture that they thought was Brody.
That's correct.
Which is exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to see how much of a doppelganger this person was. Because you know what? We all have somebody that looks exactly like us somewhere on this planet.
Yeah, but it typically, when someone says, hey, I found your doppelganger, they're not.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you'll see someone that looks a little like you. Like, mm-hmm. like Scary is a doppelganger, the guy that lives in the Caribbean or whatever.
That's right.
But in Aruba, I do believe.
Yeah, he's a waiter at a restaurant in Aruba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but you agree he does look a little like you, a lot like
I
you.
Have to say, I agree he does look like me. Yeah, yeah. And Randall Emmett, the boyfriend or
that
fiance
guy too.
Of Lala
Kent.
Yeah.
Forget about it. A spitting image of me.
That was crazy.
I mean, he's twice my size, but I can admit it, you know?
Okay. So back to Brody's doppelganger. You just saw him.
I just saw him. And I will say, looks kind of similar.
Shut up, Dick.
You need to show it to all of us.
Let's put it this way.
Show it to us, Brody.
Brody, show it to us.
Why don't you show it to us? Why?
Because I don't like when they just, listen, if I say the guy doesn't look anything like me, he's not attractive, and he goes, he looks just like
him. Give us a chance to negate that.
Show it to us.
He didn't say that.
Let's put it this way.
You sound like Nate.
Where's Nate? Let me get Nate flustered here.
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait. No, it's not.
Here's Nate.
Okay.
You said it sort of looks a little like him. He didn't say it looks exactly like him.
Yeah, let's put it this way. If this guy was in a lineup and you know, it was mistaken for a crime, Brody could be chosen and put in the lineup as well. I'm not saying that this guy's face would... Yeah, I'm not saying that this guy's face would unlock Brody's phone when he looks at it, but it's pretty similar.
Let us see.
I just told you how offended I am by this picture, and you're like, yeah, I kind of see it.
To be frank, I mean, you get more offended than all of us at things. You got to stop being so offended.
Yeah. Like with the time that Tattoo Bob tried to draw you a picture of
you. Yeah, that was terrible.
Who cares?
That's an honor. He drew all of us, and it's horrible. But it's an honor
good.
That he did it. Yeah, it's supposed to
we
be
love
good.
It.
It's supposed to be horrible.
I
That's
think if
what,
you show
you
the
know?
Picture, we can all vote, and this way we can negate Nate's
Here's the thing. If this
thoughts.
Guy watches the podcast, he'll be offended by the fact
show
that
show us the picture. Who cares?
The guy doesn't watch this podcast.
He doesn't watch this podcast. People that look like you don't watch this.
Thank you.
Shut up, Nate.
Come on, show
stop trying to find Brad Pitt. Just show the picture.
Show the picture.
I got to zoom out so you don't see any names on here. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Oh,
okay.
Protecting the innocent.
Can you see that?
I
don't think it looks like you at all.
Thank you, Daniel Monero.
I don't think it looks anything like you.
Thank you.
No. He looks more like a young Willard Scott.
Thank you. Yeah.
I don't think he looks like Brody at all.
Thank you, Froggy. I hate the way Nate does horoscopes.
I'm not saying that to make you feel good. I'm saying that because I don't think he looks like you.
You know what?
I think they're in the same family somewhere.
Shut up,
Garrett. It doesn't look like Brody, but it has a Brody-type facial expression that I know Brody to make.
Oh, that he's smiling.
No, okay, smiling. The facial expression part, if I focus in on that.
I'm thinking from
show me again. Show me one more time.
Hold on. Give me a sec. Keep talking.
If I'm scrolling through Instagram and I come across that picture, I'll be like, oh, Brody posted a selfie.
Yes.
Like,
no.
Very quickly.
It doesn't look like him at all, you guys.
Plus, he also is smiling, so it can't be Brody.
No.
You see what I'm talking about?
That guy's better looking than Brody. What are you talking about?
Oh, thanks, Danielle.
Here we go.
I'm kidding, Brody.
All right.
Well, that's how doppelgangers work. Some people see things that other people don't see in doppelgangy things. So, I don't know. I don't think it looks like you.
Thank you.
But someone else may see some expression that you share with him. I don't see it.
I see it
okay,
in the
but
here's
the thing. Similarity. Similar. She said doppelganger, which means twin,
right,
identical.
Right, exactly.
Yes, it does.
And it does not look like you.
Thank you, everyone but Nate.
Okay. Does this guy look like me?
It's blurry, like, Scare.
He's much better looking than you.
You got to zoom it in, Scare.
Zoom in. Hold on. This is the guy.
We've seen this before. We've seen this.
Okay, never mind. Fuck it.
It does look just like you.
Yes, it does.
Here, show it up on the thing.
I can't get. Oh, here, this guy. I mean, well,
can't get it up.
Yeah, there it is.
That's fourth quarter scary.
That's like overtime scary.
That guy doesn't look anything like you. You don't look anything like him. There's another guy. That guy from Aruba looks just like you.
Oh yeah, I have that on favorite. Yeah. This one looks exactly.
Yeah,
like
and the guy who works in the restaurant in Hoboken. That guy looks just
There's
like
another
Vince.
Guy. I have a lot of doppelgangers out
What's
there.
What's his last name? Like a car name?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. No, yeah, I'll probably pull this up.
All right, I'm going to show you my doppelganger. Hang on one second.
Probably a picture of himself in the mirror. Come on.
Are you going to show us?
Like, right there.
Who is that?
Okay. Arnold's son. It does look like you.
Oh, yeah, it does. That's
oh, yeah, let's put a picture of a good-looking guy and call him the doppelganger.
No, he is good.
Wait, he has to wait from Aruba.
Oh, my God.
Tilt it, scare.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that guy. Wow. See, that is you.
Yeah. That is your twin.
Oh yeah, that's what a doppelganger looks like.
That is crazy scary. It's that's creepy. Crazy.
Somebody says the cake boss looks a little bit like me, too.
He does. Whatever. He does.
And everybody says this guy from Color Me Bad in the 90s looks like me.
What?
A little bit. I can see a little bit.
No.
Danielle, that looks nothing like you.
I don't. Okay.
Yeah, I don't see that.
I don't know.
Danielle, do you ever have people send you doppelganger?
People used to say you look like Debbie Gibson, like this was back in the day, or a Sandra Bullock, which I don't see at all, or Emma Stone, which I don't see at all. That is me right there.
Dead ringer.
Yeah, somebody sent me this last night. He said, this is your doppelganger, Brody. See that? Brad Pitt.
Okay. So, Brad Pitt's mouth and down, all Brody.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway.
All right, so there's that. So Nate owes you an apology.
I'm sorry, Brody.
He doesn't like anybody.
Not doppelganger. I think there could be some similarities. Somebody had their glasses off or one contact out.
Yeah,
could,
it doesn't look
could
like
look
you,
somewhat like you.
Right. Someone wanted
or a cataract.
Texted in, they want to know our vacation plans. Is that... We don't have a podcast tomorrow, are we?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, this is the last one.
We're going on top secret vacations.
Yeah.
Top secret.
Okay, I'm not.
Oh.
Here we go.
Sorry, Scotty.
What? I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you did.
Happy 4th of July, Scotty. We'll miss you.
Thanks, pal.
Scotty, you don't get the same vacation at all anymore.
It's another story for another time.
Oh, okay, well, that's okay.
Does that one involve poop also?
We're having a meeting about that after the show. It's very exciting.
Oh, okay.
We are?
Yeah. Oh, it's a group meeting. Oh, yeah, we all are.
Yes, yes, that's right.
It's a stationwide meeting.
It is?
It's a union meeting.
It's a union meeting.
I wasn't invited.
Oh, yes, you were.
Oh, you're on that email.
You're on the email.
Oh, yeah, you're on
the email. Check your spam.
Yeah, you blocked that.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I'll tell them you said hi.
All Zoom links go to the trash can. And
tell them I said hi.
Yeah. Elvis, you can always say that. Oh, you know what? It went to junk because it had a link attached to it. Went to junk mail.
Yeah, true.
Zoom links.
I don't check email. I don't check voicemail. I don't check any of it. Do you want to live a life where you're always connected to people?
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Like, if you wanted to make a call, you'd have to go find a payphone. You'd have to check in with people. Like, like Elvis, did you ever go to a restaurant and say, hey, I might be expecting a call here? Like, did that ever happen?
Oh, and they bring the phone to the table?
Yes.
No. I've saw that in the movies. It never happened to me.
Yeah.
No.
It's like, very, very liberating.
I can't even imagine that world now.
Well, if you watch Seinfeld, almost every episode couldn't happen if they had cell phones.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, my mom used to call me on the payphone in the store that I worked in. That's all. Oh, really? That's all she could do.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't like people having access. Do you? I mean, don't you like...
Yeah.
You need to jump through fiery hoops if you really need to talk to me. And I know that sounds egotistical, but you got to value your time a little more. I find my time very valuable. I'd rather do nothing.
See, I think it's good for emergency situations, like especially if you have children, it actually helps out. But
I get that.
But, you know, normally there are some people I wish would not find me.
Right. Exactly. So on that note, Elvis, will you be attending the meeting?
I don't even know what meeting you're talking about.
Okay. And don't tell him. Plausible deniability.
It's the doppelganger meeting. The
flight from Acapulco is getting in.
I have something going on after we finish this.
Yeah.
I have to go find ways to hide. it's pretty simple. There's that. All right. I miss Gandhi.
Yeah. I think we're done. We're tapped out.
Yeah, we've been over every single day.
Not yesterday, we weren't.
Oh.
So we were over.
Hi, Froggy.
How many minutes short are we?
3.
Oh, we can get out of here.
Oh, we can fill 3 minutes.
It pales in comparison to the 2-week vacation we're about to go on.
They can't last 3
Brody, you're not supposed to tell people it's 2 weeks.
There is that. Hey,
okay, it's 3.
Tomorrow's show is packed.
Yeah.
We've
got Baz Luhrmann and Mark Ronson. Mark Ronson has a song coming out on the Elvis soundtrack. They're going to be here to talk about that. Also, Jake Miller has a new song he wants to play. We're going to play that tomorrow. Yep. Also, the Puthmeister.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Charles Puth. Charles Puth.
He's staying in a hotel right down the street. Maybe he'll actually trip in and come see us tomorrow. So, yeah, busy, busy day tomorrow. So, new music tomorrow. It's going to be a great day. All right, we got to get out of here. Have a beautiful day and happy vacation.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.